there has been a running battle between Parliament in Uganda and President Museveni over who has the final say on the budget. The President is always angry that Parliament reallocates money in the budget. So, mind you, July 1st is when the new financial year begins, and the Uganda Public Finance and Management Act states that the annual budget starts on day one of July. So even as I speak to you, we are in a crisis. We don't know which financial regime the government is going to be operating. Because if you read our constitution, the constitution says if the appropriation bill for one reason or another is not in force, the president may direct finance to release money to run the government for a period of 4 months. But the letter he has returned to parliament is a letter that does not state the specific reason he's returning or he has declined to assent to the bill.
The question a lot of people are asking is, Parliament passed this appropriations bill. Did they not read it before passing it? Was there no coordination between the executive and the legislative arm branch of government?
First of all, majority of MPs in Uganda don't read the budget documents. They are too many documents. The revenue and estimates alone is about 8,000 pages. And then there are sector by sector policy statements, each about 600 pages. So these documents require a lot of dedication to read and understand them. Many of the MPs don't even know the law under which the budget is done. That's why Museveni is taking advantage. But even his own ministers, because Museveni has 8+ ministers who sit in parliament, none of them raised any objection on May 16th when we are processing the budget. So which means either you have a cabinet that has resigned to its fate or they fear to stand up to their supervisor, or like many MPs, they are also not reading the budget documents.
So as the shadow minister, what are your expectations for how Tuesday's budget reconsideration or appropriations bill will go?
We will, as opposition, raise objections, legal and other objections. First of all, during the time of processing the budgeting, not the finance minister, there are 5 of them, not his deputies, nor any other minister ever raised any objection. And these are the representative of the president in parliament. In fact, the law on Public Finance and Management Act says the Minister of Finance on behalf of the president will present the annual budget. He did present it. So they did not raise any objection. We are now one day into the new financial year. We don't know whether the appropriation bill will work now it has been returned. We don't know whether Mr. Museveni, using Article 91 of the Constitution, has ordered the Treasury to release the money. So we'll be asking them, why did they sleep on the job? And if there is no objection, is this country run by one man? So if he coughs, the ministers must come running to parliament.